last night didn't really show any routes. Like most people, have figured it'll go along the railway line, but there could be variations to that. And as I say, there is no actual route selected yet. What will happen now in the next couple of months, they'll go through these submissions and they'll learn a lot from having these public drop-ins. And unlike if you're building a road, sometimes you come along and you find there's historical locations or wells or holy things, you know, and sometimes they were be impediments to building a road. Where you're building a greenway, they're actually an asset, because you're sort of, you want places along the greenway but people stop and take note of, and you know, places of interest. So they were saying they were getting very positive feedback. And also as well too, a number of years ago there was this new way of consulting communities was designed. It's called was run out by Leader at this Innovating Communities through Design Thinking. So there's a group been working on the ground there quietly these last couple of years, and they were looking at interesting places in Barnes Gap and just all about the wildlife and fauna, about raised bogs and that. So this will all feed in as well. So they were saying that there seems to be quite an interest nationally in this particular greenway, because it's been talked about so long, and that the feeling is that all going well, that this certainly one could be prioritised and pushed forward.
And you certainly believe that Donegal County Council and the backers of this project are very much pushing an open door in Dublin?
Yeah, it has been mentioned numerous times, you know, with people making comparisons to Mayo and walkways down there and greenways. Like we have an awful lot of projects in the county here, recreational walks, various kind of walks, hill walks, and other greenways that have been brought forward by teams from the council. This one has actually been directed directly by the TIA themselves in conjunction with the council. So there's good signs right there in Waverley, but confident. But it's important to say as well, like the you know, for landowners and people out there, like the route has not been selected. You know, there's not that there will be quite a bit of consultation yet, and that there will be alternatives if there is some impediments or other reasons why they couldn't go a certain way. So it's important that people do engage at an early stage, and the feeling is hopefully that a route will be selected and agreed at the end of the year. In that case, then you go back to the department and the government and they ask for money then to take it to the next stage.